Saint Police Homicide Unit. Today's date is April 18th, 2011. Time now is 10:10 in the morning. We're at 824 Broadway on the fifth floor, Criminal Investigation Section building. We're investigating police-involved shooting, which occurred earlier this morning at 1833 Chase. With us is Police Officer Anthony Dawson, badge P806. Assigned to District 5 Power, hours tonight 2000 to 0400. He was car number 5424, single man unit, driving vehicle 06328. Officer Dawson, if you could just start at the beginning of how you became involved in this incident. And if we have any questions, we'll ask you at the end.
I just responded to the area. After I heard there was a cutting and then somebody was, possible suspect was walking around in the area. And I drove around for a while. And when I got there, started driving around the perimeter when they put out a description about a male and a female walking a dog. And then they put out another detailed description about the guy was wearing all black and almost had like a bald head or something. And then I remember somebody saying something about it was a Bowie knife or it was like a foot long knife or something. And then I remember going down Kirby, I believe, or no, it was Virginia, and I heard Officer Neller say something about he's got him on Chase at Florida, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then I had just passed Chase on Virginia, and I was about to back up. Because it was like I was just like one house down, but then traffic was coming in behind me and the traffic was going the opposite way. So I just went up to the next street, I don't know what street it was, and went up to Florida, turned down Florida. And as I remember, I thought I was gonna run into him at Chase in Florida, but I didn't see anybody at Chase in Florida. Mm-hmm. And then just pulled out a little bit, and I saw him off to my right. I remember I turned right, and it seemed like as soon as I don't know what happened. I just remember bang, bang, and it was like everybody like jumped, and then it was like nobody said anything. Then I remember hearing something about it was shots fired and shots took effect, and then it was like just total silence.
Now, where were you when you heard the shots? Were you in your vehicle, outside your vehicle?
I think I was still in the car.
Had you parked? Were you parking?
I think I was parking and was going to get out with them.
Okay. This is 1833 Chase. This is the car, we believe, that was directly in front of the dead guy. How far back do you think you were?
I think I was right here.
Oh, you're on the opposite side?
Yes,
the street facing the other way?
Yes, I was facing towards Virginia.
Okay. There's a tree right here. Remember that tree?
Not really.
Okay. So you were almost at the end of the building, the way you're pointing. And you believe you still were in the car?
Yeah, I think I was. I'm pretty sure I was in the car.
And you heard how many shots?
I think I heard two.
Okay. When you heard them, what did you do?
I think I jumped out of the car. Okay. And got behind another car.
Okay.
And then it was like just total silence. And I remember yelling down to them, like, is everybody okay? And everybody was just standing here. And I didn't know fireworks or what. It was just like the way everybody was standing there, it didn't seem like anything was wrong, kind of, you know what I mean?
Was anything being said?
I didn't hear nothing.
Okay. What did you do from there?
I remember I yelled down, asked everybody was everybody okay, and I remember, I think it was Sarge just said, is everybody okay? And then everybody started checking off, saying they were okay, and then...
Sergeant, you planned to do Sergeant Hill?
Sergeant Mitchell.
Oh, okay.
And then I asked for, I started asking for cars to block off the street.
Okay, did, what officers did you see over here?
I don't remember who I saw. I just remember I saw white shirts and white hats. And I just, and I remember yelling down because it was like everybody was just standing around.
Did you see the deceased at all?
Yeah, I walked over there.
Okay. Where was he?
He was laying like across, perpendicular to the sidewalk, across the sidewalk. His head was like, on this, I don't know if his head was on the sidewalk or in like that little grass strip or something.
Okay.
Like his head was like pointed, I don't know, what, northbound, I guess.
Okay. And his feet were southbound then?
I believe. Towards the house, yeah.
Did you, were they attending to the guy? Were they... After they froze up for a minute and made sure everybody's all right, well, what happened next?
I don't know. I don't know. It seemed like when I saw him, fire was getting there.
How long after that, the shots, did the fire show up?
I don't know. Seemed like it was quick.
Did you see, as you're pulling up to the scene, did you see anybody interacting with anybody or anything at all? Did you hear anything?
Nope.
Was your window up or down?
I don't remember. I don't know.
What, now when you pulled up, were you in lights or were you just...
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, you said you didn't know if you were right. I thought maybe what lights to the lights fire or something.
No, I don't think I did.
All right. Anything at all that we're missing or...
I can't think of anything.
Did you know who shot this guy?
I think they told me Sergeant Mitchell did when I was there. Because I asked, I believe I asked who shot, I think.
Anything else you know about what went on then?
I think I heard that the guy threw a knife.
Who'd you hear that from?
I don't remember.
I mean, was that from the people there on the scene? Or?
Yeah.
Not something you heard coming back? Or?
No, it was immediately. Like, I don't know if it was immediately, but I heard it when, sometime during that first few minutes, maybe. I heard somebody say that the knife flew up and hit the guy threw a knife and it hit the window or something and broke it. And that there were, I know somebody yelled it. Somebody in the grass not to touch the knife.
And other than Sergeant Mitchell, you don't remember any of the officers, or do you remember any of the officers?
Yeah, I remember everybody that was there.
Who were they?
Sergeant Mitchell, his officers, Stavali, Johnson, and Miller.
Okay. And then you were the next person there.
I believe, yeah, I think I was the last person there.
Okay.
I was just pulling up right when, I was just trying to make my way around to him when I heard Neller go out with him.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Not that I can think of, sir.
Okay. Time now is 10:20. Conclude the interview.